I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Moscow said on Tuesday it had routed and killed scores of what it called Ukrainian nationalists who crossed into Russia from Ukraine after 2 days of combat in what appeared to be one of the biggest incursions of its kind in the 15-month-old war. Russia has blamed Ukraine for the attack, which Kyiv has denied. The two groups that claimed responsibility described themselves as Russian armed dissidents. The U.S.'s top diplomat warns ceasefire violators in Sudan will be held accountable as the latest agreement between the country's two warring factions failed to hold hours after going into effect. VOA Africa correspondent Maria Majalo has the story.
The new ceasefire agreement signed by the two fighting parties in Sudan was a result of intense diplomacy, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said Tuesday on Twitter. Although brokered with the support of the United States and Saudi Arabia, Blinken said it was up to the warring parties to implement the truce.
If the ceasefire is violated, we'll know. And we will hold violators accountable through our sanctions and other tools at our disposal.
This comes after negotiators for the two sides for the first time agreed to establish a team to monitor the ceasefire. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
Debt ceiling negotiators for U.S. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy did not reach a deal on Tuesday. Republicans, including McCarthy, warn there's a lack of urgency at the White House to resolve the budget standoff in time to avert a potentially chaotic federal default.
No, they still want to spend more money next year than we spent this year. That's a red line.
But Democrats say Republicans are responsible for the holdup. This is VOA News. Ahead of Turkey's May 28th runoff, election challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu is pivoting away from focusing on democracy and economic problems following the tie-up Erdogan's first-round success. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Challenger Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu promises to return millions of Syrian refugees home and protect the homeland from terrorist threats. Kılıçdaroğlu's sharp pivot away from focusing on democracy and Turkey's economic problems is a reaction to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's first-round success in which he narrowly missed securing the presidency. But with only a few days left of campaigning, time is against Kılıçdaroğlu as he seeks to close the gap on Erdogan. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
A court has ruled against Prince Harry's offer to personally pay for police protection in Britain. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
A London judge has ruled against Prince Harry and his efforts to pay for police protection when he visits Britain. The ruling rejected the Duke of Sussex's assertion that the British government exceeded its authority when it denied his request to hire police. The British government stopped providing security after Harry and his wife Meghan quit their royal duties and moved to California in 2020. Harry says he does not feel safe visiting with his young children and has cited aggressive paparazzi. He is separately challenging the decision to deny him government-paid security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
American shipping giant UPS faces a looming strike in a world grown reliant on everything delivered everywhere all the time. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
UPS ships 24 million packages on an average day, about a quarter of all U.S. parcel volume, according to Pitney Bowes. UPS says they deliver the equivalent of about 6% of the nation's gross domestic product. That makes major supply chain disruptions all but certain if it's union strikes. The Teamsters, which represent about 350,000 UPS workers, have said they'll walk off the job if they don't get a new contract. The current one expires July 31st. The last time UPS workers went on strike was more than two decades ago. I'm Julie Walker.
Donald Trump will face a criminal trial in New York on March 25th, 2024, a judge said on Tuesday, meaning the former U.S. president will be on trial as his campaign for the 2024 Republican nomination is in full swing. The judge also advised Trump of restrictions on his ability to publicly discuss certain evidence handed over by prosecutors. I'm Joe Ramsey.